So this is D&D Encounters, Council of Spiders, and this is week 7. This is the first encounter of the final chapter. There's this week and next week, and then we're done.
Wow.
So it's 2 combat encounters. They're both very tough. And as a result, everybody leveled up. So you guys are all level 3 now.
Yes, sir.
You're going to need that extra power bump. Can you quickly go around and tell me who you're playing? We'll start here with Pete on this side.
Forgrim, he appears to be a drow wizard, House of Lauren. He's actually undercover, a Ladrin mage. So he does not like the demon weave at all.
Yeah. Okay, Winston?
Our character name is Brasil. He's a blackguard under Bregan the Yoth as a human, quote-unquote, slave mercenary, as I like to call him. He wields a big chain.
Okay. I'm playing Alvira, a female drow, who is a hexblade warlock.
Okay.
I'm Mike. I'm playing a mole battle mind named Dirt. He's a legitimate slave. He doesn't actually know his real name. He just goes by Dirt. And he reveres his drow leaders.
Born into servitude. And I am playing Vorgrim, a drow fighter of House of Malarin, proudly displaying the crest of my house.
Okay. We don't start here immediately, but when we do, your characters will come from this side.
Just to give you a heads up.
Okay, so we ended the last session with the discussion among the leaders, and the group more or less decided that if they could take out the Council of Spiders, or at least the leadership of the Council of Spiders, that may calm down the near-explosive situation that's going on in Menzel Baranzen, and that's where we pick things up. So, one last time, your house leaders have summoned you into their presence with a mission. Although tension between the priestesses of Loth and the wizards of the city still run high, exasperated by open conflict between the Council of Spiders and certain radical priestesses, a more pressing matter weighs on the leaders. They have learned that the assassins who captured Hoshtar was an agent of Jazrid Shulson? Sure. An order of assassins committed to overthrow of what they call the tyranny of Loth over drow society. Though most of their members are drow, they have strong ties to the Shadowfell and claim descendant from the Shadow Dragons. The mastermind behind their operation in the midst of this crisis is a drow from the distant Dale Lands named Valen Jarl, who some of you might remember from last season.
Right. Yeah.
Spies have traced his location to a small network of caves and cellars in Bran, Menzel Baranzen's slum district. Your mission is to find him and kill him. Put an end to the Jazrid Chalson's interference. I do have a list here of swag. So your characters would have had an opportunity to spend any money they've accumulated until this point. I have a list. Actually put together a list of how much everybody has accumulated.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't already spent any of it. So I know a couple of you guys did spend some already.
I need 16 gold at the beginning of the second session.
Hoshtar is actually kind of...
Hang on, I've got a... I made up a little cheat sheet and now I can't find it. See, this is why I write this stuff down so I don't forget. I gotta start writing down where I put the stuff so that I don't forget where I'm at. Oh, here it is. Okay. Unfortunately, I didn't cut these up, but you guys should take a look. It looks like, up till now, if you've been here every week, you got three, two, 260 gold.
That's not enough for any new.
You buy some healing potions, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, 260 on top of whatever you might have had left over from your initial spend. We're in week 7 now, so you don't have that week 7 loot. That would be what you'll have at the end of today.
How much are the healing potions?
The healing potions are 50 GP of each.
Nice.
If you don't already have one, I would encourage everyone to buy one since you don't have a leader with the group this week.
Don't forget it. I was going to ask about, artisans.
Magic items, level 1 magic items, 360.
Yeah.
So if some of you want to try and convince the others to forfeit some treasure, I mean, it's a tough sell, but... And that would just be a straight up plus 1, no plus, no properties.
Actually, as Breaking Yard, don't only get... No, but... I heard what I kill, so...
Okay.
You can also sell
them. You can sell them. You get, I think it's 1/5 of what they're worth. 20 cents on the dollar. Okay. done that. Just to here. Okay. Who is which house here?
Raveyard here.
Oppose the council spire. Support the council spire. Oppose the flying priestess. You are House Malarn?
Yes, sir.
You get this objective. Supposed to. So they do this.
Oh, yes, very good.
As a group, everybody is given the following objective since you've all more or less agreed on one course of action. So Hosh Tarzalorn was just one part of a large effort to attract support among the prominent wizards of the city into the Council of Spiders. The House believes that Valen has acquired information about a secret meeting between the leaders of the Council and a very important House Wizard. Learn who the wizard is and find any information about the meeting that you can.
Okay. So House Wizard of...
You don't know. That's what they're trying to find out.
The place we're going.
Yeah. Okay. So the Baron is not a neighborhood where respectable or noble drow are often seen. Also called Stench Streets, it's a decrepit slum that's home to the lowliest filth, the dare call Menzo Borenzin home. It hardly comes as a surprise that Jazzy Charlson's assassin is hiding out in this suffocating cesspit of filth and desperation.
I breathe deeply. Whew. It smells like home.
Winding your way past drinking pits and slave pens, you finally reach the building that's supposed to hold the assassin's hideaway. It's a rundown shack that looks like it's on the verge of collapse, with no front door and a single room inside, littered with garbage and debris. So, your characters are clearly out of place in this community and have clearly drawn attention to themselves just by being here. I mean, they're not, you know, you don't have, like, pickpockets walking right up to you, but enough of you probably have passive perceptions high enough that you realize whatever you do here is going to be seen.
Are we going to buy the potions?
If you want to buy them, assume you've already bought them. Yeah.
So we need to make some sort of statement here. Or
it's up to you. I'm just declaring the fact. Your characters would notice this, and they can make, you know, they can react accordingly. I leave it to your discretion. Right now, you're basically standing out on the street, and you see this small house that you might all fit inside, but it's pretty small. It's in pretty bad shape, and it's pretty dirty inside.
So there's no front door?
No, it's like you know, there's a where the door might have once been, but it's not
is
there.
Is anyone giving us a stink eye as we?
Oh, a lot of them. Yeah, it's this area has a lot of the. Non-drow lesser races that, you know, maybe like think like the slave races. It would be like the goblins, the kobolds, the bugbears, the orcs. Any creature that can live underground that might be able to find work as a laborer in the drow society or as an escaped slave, like this is sort of where they would hang out. So that's more of the kind of attention you're attracting. So it's not like a drow mercenary company is following you. It's like you are the drow mercenary company.
Yeah. I'm going to grab you, our mole friend here, and say, get in there, find out where they went. Kind of thrust you into the room.
Oh, yeah, you're playing asleep.
Okay.
Okay, so in you go. Okay, so you get in, and it's pretty clear, like, this area, it's not a house that's been lived in by any sort of civilized creature in any time. There is evidence that creatures probably have slept here, but it's probably more just, I needed a place to get out of the cold, and it's full of garbage and filth. But give me a perception check.
Wait a minute, you're a Sundome cleric? You're David's
22?
You do notice that there's garbage and debris spread pretty uniformly around, like except there's one area where it seems to have been shuffled off, and it stands out to your eye that this is different. There's something significant about this area that's not covered in debris. It's just a small area on the floor.
I search the area around.
Okay, so you go up and You're easily able to find that there's like a trap door that opens up. I'll assume you haven't opened it, but you figure it would be a trap door that opens up. And basically what's happened is whoever was the last person to go down, they made no effort to try and hide the door behind them. So when they lifted it up, all the stuff slid off of it, and they closed the door, and nothing was ever pulled back over. Do you want to open it up?
First, I'll report back to my drow masters and tell them what it is and ask them if they want me to continue on.
Okay. So he comes back, he reports that he's found what looks like a hatch in the floor.
Say we can follow him in and have him go down first again.
Okay. You guys are okay with that? Okay. Now the hatch is this big. There is no way that lizard is getting through that hatch.
Oh. Should I keep guard here then? Or keep guard? I'll watch. I don't want anyone falling again. So I keep watch near the door, bouncing my giant lizard.
Okay. So you're gonna go back and take a look?
Yep.
Okay. Give me an athletics check.
22.
Okay. I assume you're not trained in thievery?
No.
Okay, so you're like, you're working around and you finally find a place to grab hold and maybe, what kind of weapons are you going to use?
Just a sword.
So you're able to sort of jam the side of the sword into one of the openings, pry the thing, and there's like a catch, but you're able to basically just break the lock with a sheer force. It swings right open.
Yeah.
Does your character have dark vision?
No.
So there's a pit of darkness below you. You can't see, so you have no idea how deep it is. If somebody with dark vision wants to take a peek down.
Yeah, I would have probably gone in with him when he came back out to report. So.
Okay, so he opens it up, you shove him out of the way, you take a look down. It goes down probably about 20, 30 feet. It looks like at one point there might have been a ladder, but the ladder has been either removed or destroyed. So you got about a 30-foot fall.
How wide is it? Ask him how wide is it?
3 feet maybe? It was. You realize that at one point it might have actually been used as a well. Like it's round. It's probably easy enough to climb down. You guys can use ropes, which will certainly make it easier. Coming out would require a little bit more skill than going in, but it looks like it goes down about 30 feet to an open area. So again, it could have been a well that opens to a large expanse.
Okay, so
I can climb down and look and see if there's a ladder down there.
So as you talk, I'm like, I'll give like the hand signals to
the other two drow.
Yeah, to the other two drow. Yeah. Just saying, basically describing what I've seen.
Okay. So you don't have dark vision, do you?
No.
And you have dark vision, but only limited dark vision. And you got nothing. So you guys know, based on these two, that any progress, any exploration done into this darkened area will need a light source. Excuse me, if you want them to come with you. Or if you want them to come with you and be able to see where they're going.
Let's tie a rope off to something. Send him down with light up his helmet or something.
Oh, you're a wizard, right? So
just do some magical light.
Are you guys on board with this plan?
Well, I'm gonna go. Yeah. This fool is just a common slave. He'd be like a worker who might have wandered into this area by mistake.
Okay, so they're gonna send you down, and then what instruction are you giving him when he gets down there? What's the plan here? Because if he's far enough away that you can't communicate with him, I want to get an idea for what he's expected to do.
If you get down and you don't see anything in light,
what do you want him to look for?
Just look for any danger, something that would.
Any signs of secret meetings downstairs?
Some bees, humanoids.
Okay.
And give like two tugs if the coast is clear. Give like three tugs if it's like the truck.
Reminds me of a joke. I'll tell you when the reporter's not running. Okay, are you okay with this plan?
Of course.
Okay. You guys have no problem tying off the rope. although the house is like in a pretty decrepit state, there are like support beams, or there you can just, you know, out the window and around through the door frame, like you can tie it off, no problem. And it's not deep enough that like the rope is long enough you can get down. So yeah, you don't even have to make a check. With the rope assisting, no check required, down you go. You do magic light on him so he can see. Okay, so you guys can watch, like, you when he gets down, you can sort of see the light reflecting a little bit off of, you know, just bouncing off things. So when you get down there, actually, I think I got a description. Okay, beneath the trap door, the passage leads to a short natural tunnel that almost immediately opens out into a large cavern. So basically, you come down here, and then it's two or three squares, and then it'll open into this area. So when you come down, the light immediately spills out into this area. The room you're in at the bottom, from a map perspective, is basically two squares by two squares. It's fairly small, but again, there's like a small corridor that looks like it's going to go out into that area. So you go and take a little walk to see what's happening. Give me a perception check.
Seven.
Yeah, okay, so take a few steps, you come out to there, and as you come around the corner, you see a whole bunch of drow are in this room. Okay, let me set up all my dudes, and then we'll go from there.
So I was watching the door on top. What
was that?
I was keeping guard on top again, was I?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck, everybody. I'm going to be feeding Shaker some oats and singing some tunes to the other down there.
Well, if I do, some of these guys, I remember where they go. Other guys, not so much.
Yeah, I got
that.
Well,
The dwarven mole with the rope around him, miner's helmet on, comes in. Everybody's looking at you. Like you, it was dark until you got here. The light comes on, and everybody immediately, and then they can hear. Comes around the corner, and they're all like staring at you. Okay.
Let's see. That was ending the session. Let's go back to that.
Okay. Let's see. Natural tunnel that leads almost immediately to open large cavern. A number of other tunnels lead off from the cavern, and at one other corner it turns into finished stone, which you can now see. A few dozen drow are ranged around the cavern. Three sentries stand at attention, these guys, unmoving, at the edge of the finished stone. Five young priestesses grouped around an older priestess wearing a sigil of House Malarn.
You hear?
And two cloaked males who seem to be guarding the priest.
This guy and that guy?
They're surprised to see you in the sense that they didn't think anyone was coming, and they definitely seem displeased at your appearance. The priestess makes no effort. She just sort of addresses her people and says, "I must not be seen here. Kill him." Okay, and look at that. Mike's got the top of the initiative. It's a good thing.
Okay, as a miner, I yank on that rope.
Okay, so you said three yanks. He yanks it like 50 times.
Like, oh, he's in trouble.
Okay.
You pull it up? Oh, did you pull it up?
No, the rope wouldn't have been long enough to tie around him. He's probably just got the end of it, and he's like, and then drops it across his weapon.
Okay.
Guys, it is solid proof.
Okay.
Here, I use bull strength, augmented, two augment points to hit blast three.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so anyone who hits will take 11 damage. So, first attack, 17 versus AC.
That is the initiates. That will hit.
Okay, number 7 over here is 19 versus AC.
Sorry, how are you getting all these guys with a sword?
Blast 3.
Oh, it's a blast. Hang on, blast 3.
You can't only get
2, 3. No, you count 4. You can get these 3 or these 3. You can't get.
Blast 3 means you just. Oh, sure. Yeah. I see.
So you got this one with the first hit, and then who are you attacking second? Or
I've attacked these two so far.
Okay, so what was your roll on this guy?
19 on the AC.
So that'll hit.
And then
that's the priestess?
16 versus AC.
No. Okay. So those first two get hit. Do they take damage from that?
11 damage.
Any effects?
Push 1.
Okay, so push them. Why can't we just make them think of each other to save? And they fall down. Okay. Action point?
No.
Okay. What's your passive perception?
Has 50.
Never mind, I rolled 20. This guy disappears. Actually, that guy disappears as well. You guys disappear. They go invisible. Okay, let's see. It's going to require athletics check to climb down safely. You have the rope. You still need to make an athletics check because you're going to be doing it quick. Or you can just choose to jump down. If you're trained in acrobatics, you can potentially negate damage. If you're not trained in acrobatics and you jump or fall, you'll be thrown at the bottom of the well. So it's Ronan, Craig, and then more monsters. So Ronan, unless your character can fly or levitate, he's going to climb down the rope or jump.
Just climb down.
Okay, give me an athletics check. Okay. Ouch. So, you're climbing, and these guys are like, go! And someone probably pushes you a little bit, and you end up sliding down the rope. You get a little bit of rope burn on your hands, and you land pretty hard on the ground, and you end up taking 9 points of damage for your trouble. But you do manage to stay on your feet, because the rope's there. You don't fall quite prone. That counts as a move action. Assume that there are 6 squares here. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So you guys would start in this area. Basically, it'll be this will be a 3 squares of movement will bring you to these squares. So you one move to get to the bottom, and then more than likely you guys will be in a second move to get up.
Or you move. You get the second move one.
Yeah. You can either wait and let them move forward first, or you can continue to move for the second move action. Now you guys all have action points, so that's why I want to make
sure. Didn't they fall prone though?
What's that?
Didn't they fall prone?
No, with the rope there, I'm going to say you guys can grab the rope to not fall prone. I'm not going to give you that much.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got a standard. You can either continue. You can use it as a move to get in there, or you can just chill out. Or if you can't see anything, I mean, you can see the light out here. You know he's fighting out here, but you're not on the map yet, so you can't see any monsters.
Okay.
Are you what?
I'll use a potion.
Yeah, minor to draw it out and minor to drink it. That'll be your turn.
Okay, we'll do that.
It does 10 hit points. Okay.
Craig, I'm going to jump down. I'm trained in athletics, so jump down for 16 on my check.
Acrobatics for.
Oh, it's acrobatics? Yeah. My bad.
But that's more than enough on your athletics to get down, no problem.
Then that's only 10 on my acrobatics.
You have to be trained.
Oh, okay. I'm not trained, so I wouldn't.
But your athletics is fine. So you manage to slide down the rope. You sort of kick Ronan on your way down. You don't take any damage. Move action, you get to the bottom.
Yeah.
So,
all right, move action
moving
to the bottom.
Forward, that first square is 3,
4, 5, 6 is my second
move, and then I'm going to activate my berserker.
What's your passive perception?
My passive perception is 12.
That guy becomes visible as he takes an opportunity attack as you go sailing past him.
What's my dude here?
Uh-oh, not going to hit you this time. 13 versus armor class.
No, sir.
I think that's the first time.
Yeah. I use my 20 on my stealth check.
And I'm activating my berserker. Oh, actually, no, my battle wrath stance. Okay. That's minor.
All right. My initiate. She didn't take any damage. These two disappear.
Let's see. That one will stay there.
You have Oscar. He's still like pretty angry.
This one's gonna. Actually, show me where you're This one shoots at Craig. That one shoots at Mike. So we'll do Mike first.
Are these females or males?
All females.
Oh man, we can't. I'm not allowed to hit anybody. Neither are you.
Spies here. Hold on. Those are the initiates. So that's gonna be versus Fortitude. 16 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
And Craig versus your Fortitude. 12 versus Fortitude.
No sir.
No, it's even less than that.
Okay. 4 ongoing poison damage. Save ends.
And that activates my battle resilience.
I don't know what that is, but I trust you do.
It's until the first attack that hits or misses me an encounter, I gain resist 7 all until the end of my next turn.
Nice. 14 versus 42.
No, sir.
Okay, so that one, they both try and shoot at you and they both miss. Shoot actually had to be
able to like 10 people or resurrected.
Okay.
Of a certain minus.
Pete! They trained in acrobatics?
Become an enemy of the state.
Nope.
I'm just up here with him, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna wait till after he goes down.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I have to know what's happening, though. I have to know that something's going down there. So that's
the I assume as soon as the rope was.
Oh, yeah, we've all told you.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Okay. Okay, who's got the ongoing poison?
I do.
Okay. The priestess shoots a blast at you. Or not even a blast, she just sort of. 18 versus reflex.
Yep.
No, sorry, 18 versus 42. Yes?
Yep.
It does no immediate damage. Your ongoing damage goes up to 10. And you are weakened. This is one effect, one save.
Okay.
No, hang on. Ongoing poison. No. The poison and the weakened are separate conditions. Okay. That was a minor action. What else is she gonna do? She's gonna shoot at someone. She got a ranged attack? She sure does. She's gonna shoot at Craig. It's versus your reflex. 23 versus reflex.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Now that I got my groove back, we're good to go. Six poison damage. You are immobilized.
Oh, six. Wait, for the beginning, yeah?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, once you get a certain minus point of work, like you become any of the state, has nothing to do with you. You literally become like,
and then she moves
and like, she literally gives the command to like, for you to be killed on sight. So I'm just warning you. You don't want your wealth worth too much.
Winston!
Alright.
Move back, you get down the well. You training in acrobatics?
I am. This is till I park my mountainside.
Sure.
Sorry. Alright. I am trained in athletics, so I will be jumping down there. Climbing down
acrobatics
there.
To jump, athletics to climb.
Athletics to climb. I'll climb down there. That's a 27.
So, post haste, the human shows you how it's done.
Just three arms.
Yeah. All the way down.
All the way down.
Okay, so it'll require a second move action to get out. You start at square 3 is the first square on the map. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, correct.
5 over here, let's say.
Okay.
There.
Okay, so that was a move and a standard. You have an action point. Do you want to use it? You see this guy fighting Craig right there on the side. He seems to be a roguish kind. He's got a dagger.
You know what? I will use a action point. Go. Before I do that, I'll activate my Shroud of Shadow and 5 temps.
Okay.
So plus 5 temps. And then I will whip myself for free. And then I'll action point and hit number 2.
Okay.
My chain. Using a regular attack. Is a 18 versus AC.
Yep.
All right. Ideal.
Okay, she's popping on.
I do 11 points damage.
Okay.
And I'm down to 3 taps.
Okay. Pete.
Okay, I'm gonna ask. No one's else in the room with me.
Did you use your action point?
No one's up above the rest of the room.
You're the last guy down, yep.
Look down, and I'm gonna face step down.
Okay, no problem.
One sees it, so it's fine.
No problem. Move action, you're down the bottom, no check, no damage, you're good to go.
Alright, and then I will move out.
What am I gonna do?
Same as everyone else. 1, 2, 3 is the first square on the board. 3.
And I will. I will just move out here.
Okay.
And so
that's
I
a move and a standard.
That's 2 moves. And I will.
Action point.
I'm not going to action point.
Minor action.
I will.
Have to.
Chill.
Okay, Mike. 10 poison damage.
Okay.
You have resist, so that'll help.
I do.
And you're weakened, so you're only gonna do half damage.
But instead of, I have a no action, incredible toughness.
Okay.
Where the trigger is the start of my turn, I can end any one ongoing damage. That's all I can do.
Okay.
That.
Good call.
Nice.
Good use of it.
A big one. So.
Here. This is difficult terrain, She's moved there intentionally to provide herself a little bit of cover.
Yeah, so I can only get here if I go by this person. I think I'll do that. I still have the resist 7 damage, so I'll try to go by that person.
15 versus armor class?
Miss.
Okay.
Okay, and I will Iron Fist the resist and miss. But I gain resist 4 until the end of my next turn.
Action point?
Not while I'm
weakened. Saving throw against the weakened?
No.
Okay. On that saving throw, you realize nothing. You're not there yet. Never mind. Okay. That guy disappears. He goes invisible.
Yep.
He's there. You guys know he's there. Then he's going to move. He'll make a stealth check.
Yeah, you have no idea.
That guy shows up. Well, he attacks, which makes him visible. 19 versus armor class?
No, we need 20.
Okay. He's good. Ronan and then Craig.
Alright, so he's still over there, yeah.
You weren't prone in the first place.
Move up next to
me. This is no, that's not me. The red. This is me.
That's Craig.
All right.
What's your speed? 6? 7? 6 probably.
Yeah, 6.
Yeah. Okay, that's 6 right to there.
Yeah. Stay there, I guess.
Okay.
I can't.
You got an attack action? You want to shoot at someone? Do you have range attacks?
Right, Eldritch.
Yes.
You are straight in the way of
all. I'll attack the guy straight in front of me that he's facing. No, the guy that just showed up.
Okay. Yeah. Number 2.
Next season?
Oh, you're stuck. Next season.
Right. Okay.
I said, this is
Okay, action point?
No.
crit. All right, I'm gonna, as I'm stuck in the spot, I'm gonna pull out my throwing dagger and whip it at that guy.
Okay.
That is 21 versus
that
AC.
Totally hits. Damage.
We're looking at 8 and 10 like,
that's
whoa,
enough.
Boom. That's
black. Like falls down.
And I will save,
right? Or the.
Yay!
20!
What a waste of a crit, but oh well. At least I'm no longer immobilized.
Yeah. Good job on buying that throwing dagger.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll hit.
27 versus AC.
Yeah.
4 damage. Slide the target 1 square. Did you save against this weekend?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Slide to 1 square. That dude shoots at
nobody because she's too far away.
She's going to shoot at you and then move.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifteen versus 42?
Exactly, yep.
4 ongoing poison, save ends. She tries to make an athletics check and fails. Try to jump over the difficult terrain. Okay, there were only 2 of those left on the board. Purple staffs. The purple staffs move forward. These 2 dudes.
The Mighty Ducks formation. I see.
That guy delays. Those 2 guys have big staffs, so they have reach. They'll try and pong you. Okay. First guy rolls a 16 versus armor class.
Nope.
Second guy rolls even less. That guy moves right up to there. Okay. Great cloak. Targets you first to increase the poison.
Oh.
Crit, but it does no damage. So your ongoing poison's up to 10. And then who does she going to hit? Got a human. And a priestess. She sees she's a female wizard or a warlock, and she figures the males, no one's gonna believe that they saw me. Female, that's a whole other story. 18 versus reflex. Minimum 4 damage, ongoing 5 poison, and immobilized. Who immobilized you?
Huh? Ongoing what?
I think you were supposed to have ongoing poison as well. 4 poison damage right now. At the start of your next turn, 5 poison damage and immobilized.
Actually, where is she? Oh, she's escaping.
She's heading off that way. Yeah. Winston, then Pete, then Mike.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh. You can try an athletics check to jump over that, which you, I don't think, can fail. You'll draw a lot of opportunity attacks as you go.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. But there's an invisible guy here, isn't he? And he's coming up very soon. So I think it's smart of me to take a total defense. Get my defense up. So +4 going around.
Okay.
You can mock that move.
He
saves a lot of lives, I think.
I will stare at
that under there.
I will stare at this number 2 right here.
Number 2.
And I will I'm just kind of, I'm going to look at him lovingly in the eyes.
hypnotize him. That's a great 14 versus Will.
Sorry, which guy?
Number two.
Yep.
That'll hit. Yep. So he's going to turn and look at, he's going to take his staff and go, whoa, and just like whack his buddy.
Number one?
Number one.
Okay. He has reach. He can get anybody within two squares.
Well, he's going to whack his buddy right there.
Okay.
Whack. So he's going to take an attack, plus four on the attack.
Okay, roll it up.
Okay. So that's nine.
That'll hit. Okay. He does 1d10 plus five.
Here's a d10.
Nice. 14 points of damage.
On number one. Does he take any damage from the attack you made?
No.
Okay.
So number one takes the damage.
Okay, yeah, he doesn't like that so much. So, but he's like, what the hell, man?
And then I'm gonna...
Told you I was sleeping with my sister.
I will...
Turn out his actual hypnotism fail.
I will move over here, and... I will be there.
Okay.
I can do a minor to stealth, right?
You stealth at the end of a move action. If you move more than half your speed, you have a penalty to the stealth check. The only people you're going to be stealthy from are people who can't see you.
Yeah.
But I mean, they could see you at the beginning, so they got a pretty good idea where you are. Mike.
Okay, so I take 6 of the ongoing 10 because of my resistance.
Yep.
Shift attack number 2 here.
Okay. Remember, you're still weakened.
Sorry?
You're still weakened, so.
So 23 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
So it would have been 12 damage, but half is 6.
That's on number 2. That'll bloody him. Is he already bloody? That'll
be very bloody him.
Yep. Okay. He doesn't like that too much.
I gain resist 4.
Okay. Saving throws, poison.
Yep.
And slow, weakened.
No. Still,
still weakened.
That's unfortunate. Good.
Okay. All right, action point. Oh, no, you already rolled your saves. Okay, Mr. Invisible. Turns out he didn't go very far. Oh. He was hoping you guys were going to run past and he'd get three swings.
I did the right thing then. Yeah. I did the right thing.
Oh. He attacks Craig because Craig's in the front row and he rolls a 23. Actually, it would have been visible. 25 versus AC.
I suppose it hits.
Okay.
Basically, you are on the same page.
9, 10, 13, 17. 17 damage. Stabs you when you're like, where did that stab come from?
That's no certainly way. A bloody stab.
Then he shifts over to there. No, he stays right there. And he pops his globe of darkness.
Which I'm able to see through.
No, you can only see through yours.
Me?
The other guy goes invisible. This guy goes invisible and then moves. He rocked that stealth check. He is still bloodied though. Okay, Ronan and Craig. It's your turn. So you're in a globe of darkness. You can't see anything. And you're mobilized. You can't leave that square.
Right. I did see this guy right before it.
Yeah, you know where everybody is. You just, you're going to have a minus 5 to attack them. And you, sorry, you're poisoned. You're going to take 5 damage at the start of your turn, but I know that won't kill you, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's probably your best bet is to pound on that guy.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm like minus 5.
You have minus 5 to your attack.
Okay. Well, I might as well take a swing with my basic melee.
Sounds good. Roll it up.
Is 16 versus AC.
And then minus 5? Yeah, that's with the money. So it's not going to hit.
Damn it.
Try though. You need to make a saving throw. One save will get rid of both of those effects. Oh, sorry, did you want to do anything else? You get a minor action and a move. Or two minors, basically.
Is there a way to like see him through a spell check?
You know where he is. He's right there. There's no way to negate the penalty until the darkness goes away. So give me a saving throw.
So for 10 iron.
It's one effect. Yeah, it's one save.
Mobility, I guess. One save.
It's just one save. Yeah.
Yeah. 19.
Okay.
I will do what is best.
All right. Who's up next? Craig, you're up next.
All right, I'm going to make an attack on Guy in Globe of Darkness. Minus 5, of course.
Oh, yes! Oh!
we're definitely doing a power strike on that as well, so that's going to be 30 damage total.
No, man, he's dead.
I'm like, oh, he doesn't even have to go invisible. He'll use a cloud of darkness to get his sneak eyes.
Just in half.
Craig just destroys this mist of drow. Unfortunately, the darkness globe actually does stay in place till the
end of his next turn.
So, but now you can move anyway. So, Craig, that was standard. You want to move out of the globe?
I do want to move out of the globe.
Nobody can see through the globe.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right.
You might be further ahead to stay there.
Actually, I'm going
to
move.
Just move to the edge of the globe?
Yeah, I'm going
to
move up here.
Okay,
good point.
All right. My minions. This one will shoot at the dwarf. Fifth, 14 versus fortitude?
No.
The other one will try the same attack. Roll below. And they both move.
Alright, I just
roll.
I just roll. Alright.
Oh no.
Oh no.
The cat's in the darkness
either. Oh, he's in the darkness. Oh. Shit, I forgot. Good call. In that case.
He just kind of smiles and lays back and he's like.
This guy will attack first. 20 versus armor class. And the other guy, 25 versus armor class. You got resistance, right?
Yeah,
I have resist 4, yeah.
Okay, so these are two separate attacks. So the first one is 12.
So 8.
And the second one is 10.
So
14. We have no leaders, right? Just to make sure we have no leaders.
This guy pops a globe of darkness. This guy was still there, right?
Yeah.
He's just gonna chill out for now. He's not gonna do anything. Okay. Red cloak. Gonna take a parting shot. She's got all these globes of darkness in the way, though.
Oh, there's one here as well?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And then there's one blocking view from all the stuff I got there, too.
Okay. Oh. Interesting.
You guys,
none of us would have seen her.
She made a stealth check, so on your turn, if you want to, as a minor action, make a perception check to see if you know where she went, you can. Actually, she probably had enough movement, she would have gone over here. Okay, Winston.
All right. I'll let them move two squares only first. So one, two, like that. And okay. A stealth check inside the globe of darkness.
Good call.
I don't know what kind of bonuses I get, but I roll 14.
Okay. Alright. Are you done?
And no.
Okay.
I'll use this opportunity to whip myself.
Okay.
So I take another two damage on that one temp.
So he's all quiet and then. Ow! Okay.
And he will charge from out of the darkness against number two.
Okay.
Or flanking.
So this guy's in the globe of darkness. You can't see him.
I will provide.
This guy?
This guy, your ally. Oh, so he can't provide you with a flanking bonus. He can't see you.
Alright. That's okay. I still get that stealth thing, right? No?
He can see you when you hit him. If you fired an arrow from there, yes. But if you're going to do a melee attack and you need to come out, it's no benefit.
Alright. I'll just charge it. Regular charge. Plus one to attack him. 13 versus AC. No, how about? No, I'm not going to use a. No, I'm not going to use a.
Okay. Action point? No, you already used your action point. Done?
That's it. I messed it up. Does that look so cool? But no.
You're in the globe, so you can't see him.
Yep.
I 12 versus armor class.
No.
Just checking. No. Pete, then Mike.
I missed on the charge. What do you call that?
So I can't see through this?
Correct. But you know where everybody is, except for this dude. Oh, you're way back there.
Like if I was here, could I kind of like look around the cloud? Like,
no, it's considered hers. Yeah. Like it completely blocks this entire square.
It really pushes off.
It's gonna drop in a second.
I have to wait.
It drops. Mike.
No, don't.
Okay. Used as a minor psionic figure to gain 5 temporary hit points. I will shift out of the globe of darkness.
Okay.
Attack this guy with Iron Fist.
Bring it.
So I get 27 versus AC.
That hits.
11, half to 5. I no longer weakened.
Yay! Yay for you, bad for me. Okay, Pete! Globe of Darkness drop. No, sorry, wait, you're going after
well,
the
globe. Well, I'm going wherever that globe
is. Sorry, the globe won't drop till after that. Okay, that guy went invisible. This was the guy that was on that side of the board, right?
Yeah.
So he would have been there. Globe of Darkness.
I guess Hoshkar's not going to hit you.
He just moves, he doesn't attack. Okay, the globe drops. Yeah. Now we're over to Pete.
Yes.
Pete, Ron, and then Craig.
They have reach, right?
They have reach, but they do not have threatening reach. So they can't make an opportunity attack against you unless you go right next to them.
Okay, so I'm going to use my charm in this place, Wrath. Bending his foe with my foe's mind. Filling it with wrath. Number 3. And that is a 16 versus willpower.
Yep, that'll hit.
And I slide him 6 squares. So let's get him out of here.
6 squares, nice.
Yep.
It's regular, you can slide them off.
He turns around and whacks his buddy.
Huh. Oh, he slides and then hits. Nice. I assume he's tagging number 2. He's not in the globe of darkness.
No, nothing.
It is plus 5.
It's a 7 plus whatever modifier.
Do you have a plus 1 attack roll?
No, that's a different attack.
Different attack. Right. Sorry, what did you get?
Plus 7. Plus 1.
7, he's got a plus 7. So 14, do you apply any modifiers after
that? Just not only his damage.
No. Does not hit.
But he's dazed until the end of his next turn.
Which guy? Number 3?
No.
It's a good thing that he's within reach. Okay, action point.
I will. Magic missile. Oh, no, I'm not going to I will. Just kind of hide in there.
Okay. Ronan, then Craig.
Okay.
So you are there.
I was right diagonally from this creature. Would that be considered like?
He moved.
Jason.
Yeah, he was right here.
He was there. Yeah, well, Jason. You were adjacent when you attacked the last time. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I forgot to make that.
He's dead, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but it was about him being dead. When he dies, I can.
Yeah, I know. Tell you missed your chance.
Oh, yeah, too bad. Sorry, I forgot.
So,
actually, you were in the globe. You wouldn't have been able to, because you have to be able to see to teleport.
All right, where should I go, Matt?
Okay. So, 6.
Stop.
There? Where?
Move your hand.
Triggered!
Mr. Invisible. Where were you? You were there. He was there. As you move from there to there, he attacks you. You'll be able to continue to move.
He has to attack me first. Okay.
Yeah. We know we're with you. We don't want this war. Roll 2. That missed. You can keep going. Or you can stop and fight him. It's your call.
No, I'm
okay. Okay. Aha! I surprised you!
Where's he going?
That was only 1 square movement. Where do you want to go, Ron?
Straight up beside 3, 4...
Like this guy?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Or do you want to move here to get combat advantage?
I don't know if we have 1, 2. Yeah, you get there.
Yeah, I could. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let that.
Sure.
Aren't you a warlock?
Okay, go roll it up. Craig, you're gonna be next.
My turn.
You're all done rolling? All
right, no, I'm attacking.
Okay, go ahead. Number 2.
Okay,
that'll absolutely work.
Okay.
Nice.
12 damage.
Okay.
Doesn't like that at all.
Effects or anything?
Greg.
I'm going to... Since a little frenzy popped up here, I'm going to go for the attack there. We're looking at 16 versus AC.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, power right strike as well. We're looking at 19, 11 damage. Oh, no, 20 damage. What am I talking about?
That would kill him.
He only had 6 hit points left. You didn't need the power strike.
Oh, okay.
So save it for next time.
Save it for later.
He's destroyed. Red mist.
Okay. That was a move and a standard for you. Minor action, want to use your Skull Door?
Yes, I will, and I'm going to heal myself, actually.
Okay. Minor shields. We're going to delay till I have a purple staff.
Yeah, oh yeah, you got him on the side, sweet. Yeah, all right.
Okay. Our dazed friend is going to try and hit the dwarf.
No.
Our D's friend is going to try and hit this guy. I believe that's Ronan. 14 versus armor class. Okay. This guy, where's he going to go? This guy's going to attack the dwarf. Try to.
That'll hit.
25 versus AC. Just slide you here. Then his Globe of Darkness is going to drop away. And now this guy has a flanking bonus. He's going to attack you as well. And he got a 23 versus AC.
Yeah.
Okay. He knocks you prone and slides you over to here. So the hits, just keep on coming. The first one is 13.
Minus 4 is 9.
And the second one is 12.
Minus 8 is 17. So I'm definitely bloody now.
Bloody now? Okay.
No, you take a lot of hits. Awesome.
That's my job.
Yeah, the globe's done. My initiates are going to. Who are they going to hit? They'll target these two guys. So one is this Crew Craig?
Those are Winston.
One on Winston and one on Ronan. Winston first. This is 4-2. 11.
No.
This is Ronan. 10. They suck. And they run away.
Oh, they're leaving their mistress behind.
No, she's gone. As far as you know, she's gone. They take off. Winston.
Yes. I will obviously shift one square over here.
Wait a minute.
And I will make a vengeance strike against number two. And I'll activate Dread Smite as well. So he takes 4 damage right now.
Okay.
So number two takes 4 damage right now. Full necrotic.
That will bloody him if he's not already.
All right. 18 versus AC.
Number two.
Oh, he's got almost perfect. Nice. Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you roll there?
18 versus AC.
18 right on the menu.
That's his zone class.
Awesome.
Thank God for advantage.
Don't step on that one with your bare feet.
Yeah.
Someone land a poor man a D4.
I got it.
Here, you can use the drow D4.
Okay, takes 14 points of damage.
On number 2?
14? That's really good.
Yeah, damage on number 2.
Okay.
So that's it's 4 in the beginning.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yep.
And now he takes ongoing 5 gold necrotic savings.
Ongoing
flail five. My chains around, they suddenly turn to a blur of blackness and blue, and it just like swept from the
cross. Okay. Mike, then Pete.
Okay, I'm gonna do a couple things this turn. First is my move, I'm gonna stand up.
Good call. How long is this guy dazed, by the way? That was on your turn?
The end of my beginning my
turn. He's still dazed, so I still want to forget.
Okay, so the end of my next. Yep. As a minor, I'm gonna mark this guy.
Okay.
Then, as my standard, I'm gonna iron fist this guy.
Number 3.
He takes like 5 ongoing.
That's okay. Hopefully this will be enough to finish him then.
Right.
18 versus AC.
18 right on the number. Wait, okay. Yeah, playing with Winston?
Yeah.
How much damage?
Only 5 damage.
He only had 3 hit points. Okay. He's dead. Yeah, the ongoing would have killed him. I was like,
oh, 5 hits. Thank you.
Okay. And then I'm going to use my action point to second wind. And
There's only two combatants on the board. You sure you want to do that? Oh, there's no leaders. Yeah, good call. Okay.
Wasn't counterpower too, so.
They used my action point, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's.
There is no other way to play.
I mean, they're going to continue to hit you.
You have a healing ability? Okay, I still have 16 hit points. I'll be okay.
You have resistance anymore?
Yep, I resist 4 because my iron fist. So I basically get resistance.
Okay, Pete.
Turn. Okay, I will step out.
Let's see.
I got the coast clear.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
You're in Barry's seat. You're playing like Barry. Can I just sneak out and shoot?
I will, like, over there. And I will,
Assassin number 3 shows up.
I'll hypnotize number 1.
Okay. Yeah. Try to hypnotize number 1.
I'll try to, and that's 15.
That'll do it.
First will.
Yeah.
And he's going to go, and hit his buddy.
Okay.
That's a 12 plus 4, so 16.
Yeah, that hits.
And that's, what is it, 10? That's a 12.
That's a 10.
So 8 plus whatever else.
There you go. Hey, man. I didn't sleep with your sister. Ronan.
That was in front of me. Okay, so.
But now he's not dazed anymore.
Yeah,
right. So I'm going to go over to the next one.
Like this?
Next to the guy.
That?
That's probably
better. Yes. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
You got a plus 2 for combat advantage. Bring it.
Okay. So.
Wow. Oh, crap. I keep forgetting to use this.
I'm glad you did.
Hey. I was going to say, those guys have stats, but not really.
No, they have a reaction power, but I keep forgetting to use it.
Okay.
What are you doing there, bud?
I'm using Piercing Shard, which basically is my basic, but it has personal modifier, colon, psychic, so it takes 6 extra damage.
Nice. Okay, roll it up. See if we hit.
Oh,
unfortunately, a 1 will always miss. Greg.
All right, I'm going to move up here. Okay. Take a look at my dirty slave friend. Spit at his feet while giving him a heal plus 2.
Surge
plus 2, sir. And then I'm going to attack our little buddy there. Oh, that is 16. Oh, no, sorry. Yes, 16 versus 18. Okay, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I forgot I'm not bloody. I can use that one.
Bubble staff. Okay, well, the dwarf has that one guy marked, so he's going to miss you. The other guy will move over to Winston because he doesn't like him.
Suck.
And misses him too. 11 versus AC?
No.
Those guys are gone. That guy's gone. Winston.
Alright. You hear I clack myself with chains, so I'm down to plus 3 caps. And then I'm going to might as well do it. Dread smite him as well. And I'll use my vengeance strike on him. So first takes 4 for cold.
Okay. What number is that guy?
Number 1.
Number 1. Okay.
That's a 21 versus AC.
That'll hit.
22, actually, but whatever. 21, yeah.
22 misses.
Alright.
21 or nothing.
Alright, so what do you do?
7 plus 2 is 9.
Alright, he takes 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And he takes ongoing fire cold aquatic save ends.
Okay. Mike, then Pete.
I don't want anything to do with this.
Okay, I will attack the guy I'm flanking with Iron Fist.
Okay.
I'm going to augment it with 2 points to do extra damage.
Bring it.
27 versus AC.
Just.
And 10 damage. Didn't roll very well.
That bloody soul. Okay, do you want to move? Ronan's coming up next. You've given him a flanking bonus right now.
Yeah, I'll stay there.
Okay, Pete?
Yeah,
they're spreading the damage real good.
So I'm gonna have to do that too. I'm gonna go. Who's after me?
Ronan and Craig.
So Ronan's gonna attack him.
Alright, I'm just gonna magic missile this guy. 7 points of damage.
Okay. Did you use an action point?
No.
Ronan, it's up to you.
I'm just going to use Icy Scroll.
Okay, that's a melee attack.
Yeah.
Okay, bring it.
He's still failing. Okay, get that red team. 14 versus AC. Plus 2.
You get a plus 2, it's still not going to be enough. Sorry, dude.
Oh, one more point of damage, number 1.
Because?
No, I gain bonus to damage equal to adjacent enemies. I forgot to add that in. He's adjacent to me, so.
Yes, he is. Alright, Craig.
Alright, I guess I'll just continue this off to number 3. Oh, never mind. I won't.
Yay, it's only one. Hey, so what does the mark do if he doesn't attack you?
If he damages an ally, he takes that much damage.
What about moving? Can he move away? Shift away?
He can shift. I get to shift if he shifts.
Okay, but it's not like the fighter mark where you get to swing at him if he shifts away? Okay.
Number 1 takes 5 right now.
Number 1 takes 5 damage and dies.
Nice. I gained 5 attempts again.
Yeah. Imagine missile made the difference.
I know. That's,
wouldn't have killed.
I was thinking that okay. Magic might be enough to say a little less damage.
Shifts back to here.
Shifts to there?
Yep.
So I'll shift with him.
Do you have to shift to the square he left? Or you just have to end your shift adjacent to
him? I just have to shift adjacent to him.
Okay.
I believe.
And he's going to swing at you and probably miss. 16 versus armor class?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to live to see another round. Winston.
One, two, three, four, five, and then I'll charge.
He did.
But before that, I whip myself a little bit, take 2 damage,
okay. So
plus 3 times.
Yeah, even the enemy. The enemy moved, and I
will take that attack forward. That's 23 versus AC.
23 hits.
21.
Sorry. 21 hits.
All right.
He's got armor class 18.
Yeah. Nine plus two is 13 points of damage.
Okay. Doesn't like that one little bit. Mike!
Hey.
Show us how it's done.
Iron Fist. 13 versus AC miss.
Nope. Pete!
Kill still!
Excuse me.
Manny Bizzle!
Dead! No, we had 1 hit point. There's a minion.
I gained 5 turns again. Yeah.
The slam. Okay.
Evan Armor's the greatest for me.
Can I tell the stories?
Okay, so that dude got away though. So you guys search the bodies, and the priestess got away, and 2 of her acolytes took off as well. So you end up getting 60 gold pieces each, and 1 random magic item on one of the guards.
Please be a chain. Please be a chain.
Well, this turned into a fine. Yes. Let's be
It's a plus 1 magic weapon. Oh yeah.
Oh yes, someone's rolling off.
Yep. Oh. Wait. I know you have armor. Do you have anything magic?
I have armor as well.
Oh, okay. Classic roll off. Does anyone you have a magic item?
There we go.
Do you want the weapon?
What is it?
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Plus 1.
Can it be an implement?
It's gotta be a weapon. But if you can use a weapon as an implement.
Wait, don't you already have a plus 1 weapon?
Do you have a plus 1 anything? What about you, Mike? You got anything?
No, but I'm not taking.
You don't use weapons, and you've got staff.
Are we rolling?
So do you want it?
Sure.
If you don't have it, you got dibs because you don't have
it. What class
Remember last like
don't you have like Doomblade of the Void or some crap like that?
Oh yeah, he gets a summon a magic sword, but he still doesn't have. So he's already got a magic.
Oh, I thought the. Okay.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so you guys can roll off for it.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, go.
He's still like all of them. 11 beats a 10.
By 1 point.
Fair enough.
All right. Okay. I rolled a 20.
Yeah.
I open up this backpack and this chain inside. Going off.
Now that you're done, you sort of look at this area. The finished stone area looks like a cellar. A cellar in stench streets, to be precise. Broken crates and splintered barrels litter the floor. and an odor of rancid food and bodily waste fills the air. Mm. Stairway in the far corner leads further down, presumably into the lair of Val and Gerald. That will be the conclusion next week.